This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. COVID-19 is putting Colorado hospitals, patients, and providers under extraordinary pressure. Nurses in Longmont are speaking out about unsafe conditions and staffing issues and are considering forming a union. Chris Kloster has been a registered nurse for 32 years. She says nearly a third of the RNs have left Longmont United Hospital since July.
This isn't sustainable. This kind of staffing, this kind of stress is not sustainable. Something has to change.
The hospital says it remains focused on high-quality care and the well-being of patients and staff. Meanwhile, more than half of Colorado hospitals anticipate staff shortages in the next week, and more than a third expect ICU bed shortages. The union that represents 2,000 Kaiser Permanente workers in Colorado has approved a new contract with the healthcare company. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The deal averts a strike and comes after months of negotiations between the healthcare provider and workers across the country. Kaiser nurse Becky Sassaman says the union fought for across-the-board raises and resisted a two-tier pay system that would have meant lower wages for new hires.
There were some gains in it, but definitely we have some pause about the other things that we still need to address.
Kaiser did not respond to a request for comment. The Colorado Union still has a pending lawsuit against the healthcare provider for understaffing and delayed care for patients during the pandemic. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Heavy snow in the mountains tonight. This is CPR News.